Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. Let's make an Intel stock analysis. The stock has been on a roller coaster recently and now is approaching value again as it is close to the market capitalization. Intel is a covered stock on my research platform, so I'm sharing here the quarterly update research that I do standardly, and this time it's really interesting as the stock is down. We have been here publicly on YouTube twice, very positive about Intel. Twice we have done money and we have been covering the stock over time and also bought it the last time when it was under 30. So that was a buy, and that was in September 2022, made money there. And also in 2020, when Intel was a completely different company, I think we bought at 50 and sold at 60, something like that. But now, different company, as I said, and we have to calculate Intel's earning potential and margin of safety to see what is the risk and reward of a potential investment to, again, hopefully the third time, make more money on Intel again. There are two ways to invest in Intel from the current perspective. As we discussed in the recent value investing video, you can buy current and future cash flow potential, so where it goes, how much money it makes, how big will the future dividends be, something like Intel was till 22, and the new CEO that completely focused on growth. We'll also discuss how that is going. And the other way to make money on Intel is more of value investing trade, as you buy closer to book value with a margin of safety to take advantage of those semiconductor ups and downs that are very common and that Intel now is in the game for that. On top of everything, I have now a diversified research platform portfolio on my stock market research platform. I have about 10-ish positions there and I want to go to 20, and therefore I want to see when will Intel be a quality value investing buy to add to that portfolio. That's my goal. Hope you have a similar goal. Let's start with the analysis of Intel. Now, when you analyze a stock, as we discussed from Warren Buffett and how he beat the market, we need to know how is Intel going to reward us from today to Judgment Day, given the discount rate for the next 10 years, makes it easier. How much is going to reward us, when, and how sure are we about Intel rewarding us? Those are the answers that we are going to seek by analyzing quarterly earnings. And okay, I also am going to rant a little bit about Intel because I don't like their new way of doing things, but that is just a, let's say, 10% factor in the whole Intel story. The first red flag: Q1 revenue in line, sorry for the rant, but I have to do it. Beat on gross margin, beat on EPS, everything is in line. This is now Q1 2024. But if I go to the investor meeting 2022, new CEO announcing great things for Intel, this was the guidance for the growth ahead, mid to high single digit growth for 2022-2023. Well, and then booming growth 10-12% for Intel. That means that since Pat came along, revenues were 80 billion on growth. We should be now, after 2 years, around 90-95 billion on 20 billion on profits. But what happened? Well, that growth didn't materialize, and we are now at 54 billion, so 40% down on what was guided. So when you say something like this, we beat revenue in line, beat on gross margin, do you think I'm an idiot, Pat? So
this is just my personal rant with Intel, and you'll see many more such not that important things, but it tells you a good story about things. And then again, we'll see about those accomplishments, opportunities that they are always discussing, always promising, but I don't really see them happening. So happening in a way that we are discussing cash flows. And therefore, I would define Intel as a commodity semiconductor play. It's a price taker that depends on the market, that the profits, the cash flows will depend on the market. But given the sector, given the demand in the sector, the growth, the structural tailwind behind chips and everything, I think that Intel fits the definition of you want to buy a stock in a company that has a business that's so good that an idiot can run it, because sooner or later one will. Any coincidence with reality is just a coincidence. All right, but anyway, they are transforming, doing things, and this is necessary for the way we are living and will live over the next 10 years, 20 years. So Intel is there. It's still 80% of client computing market. So without Intel, the world wouldn't run, and therefore I'm saying it is a base value investment. There's no arguing about it. However, as I said, it is a price taker now with competition going into those niches. Intel is servicing everything, going into foundry, where it will one day be profitable, but how much and when and how sure about that we are is again another question. Q1 highlights: revenue up a little bit, still way below than what they expected in the past, but okay, we'll discuss also earnings per share. They show it like profit, but keep in mind this is non-GAAP. We'll discuss that in a second. Another rant about Intel, but okay, operating earnings, something, they show some positivity here. Products are a little bit more positive, making the billions, and the other things are not as positive as Intel is investing significantly into growth and everything. On the foundry, they are losing a few billion there as they have started investing, but they are not there on break even. However, they have more and more customers, announced more 18 node customers. So things are likely going well. The business is there, the demand is there, and sooner or later there will likely be execution issues, which is normal for this, but sooner or later we'll see whether Intel will be there in the market, and when the semiconductor cycle turns, it should make money. Bets, they didn't go for the Mobileye IPO. Now that opportunity is gone. Automotive industry down, earnings turning negative, revenue destruction there. So those are not easy businesses, but then again, their guidance is for flat revenues and some earnings. But if you dig deeper at the last slides of the presentation, you can see here how their non-GAAP earnings is what they tell you. But if you just adjust for shareholder compensation, for other adjustments, you see that actually they lost money with normal US accounting rules. So if there is a problem, if you don't make money, oh, let's change the accounting and make it show like we are positive, but they are not. Keep that in mind. Plus, they have changed their depreciation rules because suddenly for them, the machines and everything are worth more now that those machines are not profitable. Those machines are miraculously worth more, and I'll put these videos discussing Intel in the description below so you can check how it is, let's say, cooking the books and showing you profitability that there isn't. Intel should be losing 5-4 billion a year, which is a few bucks in earnings per share, if all should be equal to 2022. Watch that, and I'm done with the ranting. Rant number two, I'm done. this is the semiconductor, this is equipment buildings, but you can see how that cycle works, up and down investments, high prices, high investments, low prices, low investments, and that is a normal commodity cycle. And I think that Intel will make money in the booms, will not make money, will actually lose without the accounting shenanigans money in the downturns, and the growth is there over the long term, and then you see how it works over time. But if we check Wall Street consensus estimates, here are the analysts, about 30-ish of them. They see earnings per share around 1 over the next 12 months, and then as the cycle picks up, as the fab, as the investments, as the new products kick in, they see Intel going to earnings per share of 2.76. If that happens, we are talking of a P ratio around 10, which is not bad. However, when I look at that, you never know what can happen. If there is a recession, it will take more time to fill that capacity they are building. There are delays into their new product, the new nano and whatever. Then that's always things that complicate things. Because if you look at downturns, earnings per share will be zero. In cyclical upturns, earnings per share will likely be 5. If I look that into the ways we want to invest in Intel, at buying current and future cash flow potential, I think that we can go over to an average 2.5. Thus, Intel is now an interesting buy at 30 because it is a P ratio of 12. So nothing crazy. For a margin of safety, you want it lower when it comes to semiconductors. 10% yield is already good, plus the growth, of course, 8% now here, plus the growth. But you want to make money with less risk, as we discussed in the value investing video, and more reward. Because if I look at Intel, there is a lot of value. Gross property, plant and equipment, $200 billion have been invested. Of course, some of that is antiquated, but there is still $100 billion of net property, plant and equipment building the chips that are likely in the computer you have used today, maybe in your mobile phone or something like that, the television, whatever, car. So when you account for that, we are still, $130 billion would be a margin of safety where you're simply buying the capacity Intel has and the production, which then gives you an interesting opportunity to buy that. Let's say, in a downturn, you buy on book value, thus you have there a margin of safety. The best margin of safety for semiconductors would be buying at 80% of book value, which has always in history across those cycles worked, especially also with other producers, not just Intel. But Intel wasn't in the game because it was very profitable and leading in every category. Now it isn't. So when you focus on that, it still has here room to go down. And maybe, as we also learned in the value investing video, we discussed, okay, the market tends to overshoot when optimistic, but also overshoot when pessimistic. And the real value is somewhere in the middle. And I think that we can, again, with a good strategy, do this well. However, to invest for my diversified research platform portfolio, I need an itsy-bitsy bigger margin of safety. I would need this to be 10%. So I'm saying it here at 25, and then I'll make another video. As this is a publicly covered stock, we will dig again into really analyzing and seeing whether I will make a purchase or not. However, on the margin of safety, on the book value, total equity for Intel is $109 billion, and that's again the $25 price is something interesting. And then we can see when usually the semiconductor should cover the capacity and the pricing there, 2025, if there is no recession or something. So there should be upside from the 25 stock price, and then we can include it here. In the meantime, you can check my research platform, 21-day money-back guarantee, for other 10 value investing ideas for now, and who knows, maybe Intel in the future.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.